Today, I may shorten my homily because I am overjoyed. And guess what? I may say this mass in my native language, Kirundi. Would you allow me? I have many friends, relatives, I would say my BFF, best friend forever. I will introduce them to you in a minute. But I won't be longer because I know it is lunchtime and I am anxious to welcome them. So my dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the exaltation of the Holy Cross. The readings this Sunday bring us to the cross. The cross, we know, it is a sign we know very well. We see it in our homes. We see it at the crossroads. We see it on the graves of our loved ones. But above all, we see it at the heart of our churches. The cross has been passed down to us by generations of Christians. And for some people, it is even worn as a piece of jewelry. But for us, it is much more than that. The first reading we just heard speaks about the people of Israel in the desert. They were tired. They were hungry. It was a kind of a cross they took up. But they complained about Moses, even about God, because they missed the good food of Egypt. And day after day, they grew unhappy with the poor food they had. Then God told Moses to raise up the bronze serpent. Whoever looked at it was healed. Looking up was a sign of turning to God, and it was a way to open their hearts to His love. We too, we are called to take up our crosses, and there are so many, and all kinds of crosses, if we want to be Jesus' followers. And the readings of today are teaching us to be humble if we want to inherit the kingdom of heaven. In the footsteps of Jesus himself, who was a God, but humbled himself and came down from heaven to us and for our salvation. St. Paul takes us further by reminding us that Jesus humbled himself. He even died on a cross. And this was the most shameful death at that time. Anybody who was a betrayer, Jesus was considered as a rebel, a betrayer. That is why he underwent this kind of death on the cross. It was shameful. Yeah, this is how God chose to save us, to humble himself, to take up our human nature with all our weakness, and like us in everything but sin. It is hard to understand. It seems too much love to be true. But Paul tells us to keep our eyes on the cross until this love becomes genuine to us, become real to us. Looking at the cross can free us, and it can heal us more deeply than the bronze serpent we heard in the first reading ever could. And in the gospel, Jesus brings us good news. God is not only our creator, he is also our savior. He redeemed us. God did not send his son into the world to to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. These words are at the heart of our faith. We are here because we believe in Jesus, who died on the cross for the salvation of the world. Otherwise, there is no need to be here if we don't have that faith. He died on the cross so that we can have life and have it in its fullness. Whoever trusts in God is safe, has eternal life. And that trust will never let us down. This is why we look at the cross of Christ. Its meaning is not first about pain. The meaning of the cross is not about suffering. It's not about falling in despair. It is not about our human issues in our everyday life. That is why we are called to take up our cross and follow him. The cross that we are celebrating today is about the passion of God's love. The wounds of Christ that we see on the crucifix save us because they are the marks of a love without limit. There is a cardinal whose name is Marty. He once said, "The cross is the key that opens the prison and breaks the vicious circle." This is the hope we are called to share, especially to those who are hopeless, to those who count on our prayers, to those that the Lord sends our way. We think of all who suffer in many ways, to all who are victims of hatred, to those who are victims of violence, racism, and war. Christ, the victor, wants to raise us all up with him. Every week, we come to the Eucharist, and for us, it is a great moment of the week. I told you, in some countries, especially in my country, people even walk for hours to take part. 10 miles, one way, going to the Mass. Why? Because they go to meet Jesus himself in the Eucharistic celebration. And when we come to Sunday Masses, even in the weekday Masses, we come to meet Jesus. We honor the martyrs of yesterday and today. Above all, we honor Jesus, who gave his body and shed his blood for us and for many. And so we pray, my dear friends, Lord, increase our faith, increase our love, give us strength and courage to follow you with trust. Make our lives, our joys, and our suffering an offering of love with yours, so that the world may be saved. God bless you.